I think it's just a belief that we all have in each other. Everybody, you know, looking each other in the eyes and saying, put one foot in front of the other, take it one play at a time, and let's keep going. We know what we're capable of doing when we're all on the same track. And just a communication piece. We know the preparation we put in, so it was just communicating with each other to, you know, get things going.
The touchdown, can you explain the play?
Yeah, a little screen. I don't know if you guys saw Deion's block. But I'm like right behind him, just kind of just following him. He just lays some dude out. And as I'm running, it's like so hard. When somebody makes a play like that, like it's like, oh my goodness. But I realize I'm carrying the ball. I got to get in the end zone, you know? So great blocks by him. Great blocks by everybody all around on that play. I know Mac was on, was in the three spot and came out and picked up a big block as well. So that's just, you know, team football.
From your own perspective, how were you able to stay up for that last little bit?
I don't know. You know, in those moments, you kind of just black out and fall on, you know, the preparation throughout the week. You know, we run those plays a lot. And for me, it was just, I knew it was right there and just did my best to push through and get in the end zone.
Contact balance seems to be just exceptional. You're bouncing off defenders all game long today. Similar to Catherine's question, what allows you to maintain your balance through contact so often?
That's a great question. I think for me, when the ball's in my hands, I think that's my game right there. You know, the quick game and getting the ball in my hands and making something happen. You know, just reacting when the ball's in my hands. Guys flying all over the place. You know, you're seeing white jerseys out there, and it's just at the end of the day, I want to make that play for my teammates. You know, I want to make sure that when the ball's in my hands, that I do something for them. You know, everything I do is for them. The preparation throughout the week is put in the work, is put in the blood, sweat, and tears, is put in with them, you know, so just doing everything for those guys.
We've asked you kind of all summer about the offense, what it's going to look like. We kept hearing this thing, everybody eats. Is that what everybody eats is?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think that you got a little bit of a glance of it today. Different guys making huge plays, showing up big time and in big time moments throughout the game. And, yeah, I guess that's a glimpse at what it means, everybody eats.
Just to follow up on that, what did you learn about the receiving core today, how that you got to see the group actually in the game?
Yeah, I think it's any one of us can make a play at any given time. Everybody kind of had their bit in showcasing, you know, what we can do as a wide receiver room. You know, you got Mac making plays with the touchdown, a couple catches, Curtis doing his thing. But I think the big thing is, you know, we realize that not every wide receiver can have, you know, 20 yards a game, right? But as well as everybody else showing up in the run game as well. Wideouts doing their thing in the run game, contributing to the play to the best of our ability, even when the ball's not coming our way. And that's what that room is about, is making sure that, you know, when the ball's not in our hands, getting around the ball to help out however we can.
You might have been asked this, but on the screen pass touchdown, they sent a blitz. So
yeah.
It was just 3-on-3 there. I mean, did you like see that as the play before you catch the ball that you can? It's 3-on-3.
Yeah. I mean, for that play, when the ball's in my hands, I'm supposed to make a play, but I know the O-line is coming out to make a couple blocks, and I mentioned Deion Dawkins coming out and making a crazy block. So if you haven't seen that, I'd definitely go watch that back, because he made that play right there. Mac as well made a huge block on that. But that's just everybody doing their 111th and me just, you know, following those guys in there.
What was your vantage point of the Josh Hurdle touchdown?
I seen it. I think I was on the left side. I don't even know if I was on the field, but I was just screaming. Like, just, I mean, when you see him do things like that, I mean, he's a true leader, true competitor, true warrior. He's making plays like that, and it's pushing everybody else to be their best as well. Serious love for that guy and everything he does, not only in his, you know, preparation, but just him as a guy as well, man. He's a great dude. You know, would follow that guy in the battle any day.
What about Keon's catch on the sideline? He's been doing it all training camp.
Amazing. I was screaming as well on that one, too. You know, you never really know how it's going to go. First game, first regular season game for rookies, and he did his thing. And I was telling him before the game, like, just be you, Key. That's all we need, be you. Joe Brady has his thing is be you with us, and that's exactly what he did tonight. Showed that he's a competitor, he's a playmaker, and he's going to continue to do so.
When you have a game where they're controlling the time of possession, you have three possessions in the first half. What are the challenges? What are the things you do to try to get yourself engaged in the game and in rhythm when you have the ball for such a small amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that the slow start and all those things is I think what you're referring to, and it's just, you know, staying warm on the sidelines, watching the defense do their thing, cheering the defense on the sideline. watching those guys make plays and, you know, whatever it is for any individual to stay warm, to get out there when we have the ball to be able to play fast, you know, however long we have the ball or we're not on the field for, whether, you know, it's however long it is, just making sure that we're ready when the time comes for us to go out there and do our thing.